In just over a month, my black 2000 Chevy Prism and I will make our fourth and final 23-hour trek between LA and Kansas City. Picture what's basically a 14-year-old Corolla blazing through the desert with questionable air conditioning and creeping up the Rockies with a four-cylinder engine. College friends here might see it as a glorified storage unit.
I've got a couple suitcases, some toiletries, including some fabric softener and some pills, a tennis racket, some jugs of water, and pretty much anything I can't fit in my room is in this trunk.
It still smells kind of like my dad. The scent from his aftershave must have seeped into the seats back when he drove it before I bought it. Every time I get in my car, I feel like, for a brief moment, I'm back home 1,600 miles away. But I recently found out I'd be getting a new car. Well, actually, it's a 14-year-old champagne Honda Accord, but it's got a bit more power and the sunroof is pretty nice too. This change got me thinking, just what role do cars play in our lives?
I don't have pets, so this is like my version of a pet. So I call it, like nobody knows this, but I call it Sniffles.
When I was in like 16, 17, I towed my Beetle out and I put a Corvair six cylinder in there and I called it Klaus the Corvair Bug. And it would wheelie because it had so much power, but it was pretty dangerous too.
This is Arvin, my 1998 Toyota Camry. Arvin is the center of so many stories that I have and stories with people, and I really love that about him.
So normally, if you just think about your car as a car and the car is no longer worth it and you have more trouble with it than fun, you get rid of it.
Norbert Schwarz is a consumer psychologist at USC. He says that just like with other humans, the more money and time we put into our car, the more attached we get to it.
But when you think of the car as your old friend, you're not getting rid of it because you actually don't discard your old friends just because they're cranky.
This is pretty common for Jay Batista, who's been selling cars at the Felix Chevrolet near USC for 13 years. He told me about one guy who came in with a 16-year-old Cadillac Eldorado.
I think the car's worth about $3,000, and he just spent $6,000 just taking the car in service because he loved that car, you know, he won't let it go.
This might also be the case for Stephen Lim, the owner of Arvin, his 1998 Toyota Camry.
Sometimes either I have to unlock the door and lock the door to turn on the radio, or sometimes I'll just switch from reverse to drive and he'll turn on.
Lim says he plans to keep Arvin as long as it, or he, Arvin as a guy, is working, running, and street legal, which might be the limiting factor. For 2 years, my Chevy has been the biggest piece of home I've brought with me to college. I haven't put a name on it, but I can't help but give a loving chuckle every time the windshield wipers decide to stay on for 10 minutes after I've shut them off. Those are my windshield wipers. I can't get mad at them. Am I crazy? I wanted to get an expert's opinion, so I went downtown to the Humming Motors mechanic shop where David Bauer has owned the place for more than 20 years.
I had one guy that calls his car Betsy. And, you know, Betsy always made it through for him.
Bauer says only a small percentage, maybe 5% of his customers, name their cars. But that doesn't mean they aren't attached to them.
Most people just cuss at it when it screws up.
Schwarz, the consumer psychologist, says some people who name their car might do it because they're lonely. But he also says it's pretty easy to get people to think of their cars as more than just metal.
I think I had a car with a name because it was utterly unpredictable. And the kind of thing you had to plead with to do anything, which, I mean, fits the literature as I now understand it, right? So that you have a certain lack of control and you're trying your best to kind of put yourself in the driver's seat, so to say.
Luckily, my parents are keeping my Prism for themselves, so I probably won't miss it too much. And I am looking forward to that new V6. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.